What's going on, y'all? Your boy BD here back. Today's podcast will be about who you know and not necessarily what. Now, for me personally, I've been blessed, and right now I'm kind of in between two jobs. I've been working for TSA for the last 4 years, and as of right now, I'm kind of completely over it in a sense where I don't really get excited or happy or whatever when I go to work. When I'm there, it's kind of like, all right, whatever, I tune people out, I don't do nothing but listen to my music, get my work done, get on out of work, you know. So right now I'm kind of looking for something different. The homie, my best friend Marcus, been knowing him since literally the third grade. So he works for a shoe company called GOAT. He got in kind of early because he's a shoe head, has been for the longest. So I know he's been there for a while, and he always, you know, praises it. Always in a great ass move from his job and whatnot or whatever have you. So at first I was kind of joking, you know, hey bro, get me in, hey bro, get me in. And finally I got serious, was like, you know what, bro, I'm gonna send you my resume, can you go ahead and send it in for me, whatever have you. Because recently he told me that they were hiring for 10 people or whatnot, because GOAT has been expanding and, you know, they need more people right now. They have more right now, they got more demand than they do supply. If I'm even saying that correctly, whatever have you. So they really need people right now. Right now, they're even expanding overseas up in China. They're trying to, you know, establish their company out there in China. And China apparently is like a very huge shoe market as well. They a lot of people out there, I guess, apparently from the article I read, they'll go get an exclusive shoe and immediately hop right on, you know, social media and show all of their peoples like, oh yeah, I got these. Like, it's a huge competition out there in China with shoes, fashion, all type of stuff, apparently. Like, from some of the little TikToks and other little videos I see, the Asian people, you know, for the most part, that's true. They always, you know, got on high fashion stuff or, like, exclusive type stuff or whatnot or whatever. So, GOAT is trying to capitalize upon that. They're expanding out there. And, shoot, they started with July 2015, I think their first year they only had like 20 employees, and like right now they got well over 300. That's probably going to grow even more and more. So, and if you don't know what GOAT is, GOAT is literally, GOAT stands for greatest of all time. Two co-founders, Eddie and Daishin, if I'm not mistaken, Daishin bought a pair of shoes back in 2015 off of eBay, the Jordan 5 Grapes, I want to say, and he bought them for $400 and they were fake. He was hurt. I would have been hurt. That's $400 gone, sadly, you know. And you even got the correct shoe is fake or whatever, whatnot. So, you know, that hurts. So him and Eddie had a conversation. Like, nobody in the shoe community really has a process of buying and authenticating and then reselling shoes or whatever have you. So there are a lot of people who buy and resell shoes, but I guess not every time it's going to be a guaranteed real shoe or whatever have you. So go take it upon themselves to make sure that they, when they have people sell shoes, they have people take pictures of the shoes from all different type of angles and whatnot. And then it gets sent to a warehouse to either, I mean, it gets sent to a warehouse to then further get inspected to make sure that it is a real shoe before it even gets thrown up on their website or app, whatever have you, to get sold and whatnot. So that's what they do. And like I said, Marcus, he got in pretty early. He's been there for a while. He loves it. So right now, I'm going through the process. And it's funny because how it all started, you know, I tell Marcus, you know, if you have my resume still, because I sent him my resume a while back for whatever reason. And I was like, if you still got my resume, just go ahead and, you know, use that one and send it in. Because if I remember correctly, you said that resume was a good resume or whatever. So he like, yeah, I'm going to look through in my email, see if I can find it, blah, blah, blah. So I think before I go to sleep that same night, I text him like, hey, bro, if you can't find the resume, just let me know. I'll look through my sent emails and I'll resend it to you or whatever. So I wake up, he was like, hey, bro, yeah, just resend me your resume. I'm like, all right, for sure. So I look through my thing, send it, make sure that it's the, I ain't gonna say the same one since he couldn't find the other one, but, you know, still a cool, presentable type of resume and whatnot. So I sent it to him. He was like, oh, yeah, bro, that's a real good one or whatever. So he sent it in, and then I go to work that day, right? This is a Saturday. So I get to work. I do what I do. And like I said, for the most part, I tune people out and listen to my music or whatever have you. And with TSA, they have a specific work area called Oversize where things that are too big to go in x-ray get hand checked and whatnot. I try and go in there because there's a speaker in there. For the most part, there's only one person in there, which is me. And then I just play my music to zone out and just, you know, be checking bags and whatnot until pretty much it's time for me to go home. So as I'm doing that or whatever have you, I get a phone call. I let it ring because I'm at work checking bags, blah, blah, blah. And it's an unknown number. I don't know about y'all, but me personally, I don't really answer unknown numbers. It's just what I do. And like I said, I just gave Marcus my resume earlier that morning, but, you know, ain't nobody finna hit me back same day type stuff or whatever. You feel me? So I go to work, and then it's probably like, I got the call probably like an hour before I'm ready to go home. And then at the time, I'm getting ready to clock out and listen to my music. And then I see, like, you know, a notification under my little phone app on iPhone or whatever. And then so I go there, and whoever called me earlier, they left a voicemail, thankfully, because to me, if you're on a number and you call me and you don't even leave a voicemail, that's cool. I probably don't even got to worry about even calling you back or none of that. You feel me? So I listen to the voicemail, and I'm not sure if people who don't have iPhones are aware, but for iPhone, like when there's a voicemail, if a person is speaking quote unquote clear and proper English, it'll be like a text that should read for the most part word for word whatever the person is saying, right? Now, when I say, you know, speaking clear and proper or whatever have you, I'm saying that because every time my grandmother calls me, that shit is commonly reading the little voicemail text because it never says what the hell she says except for my damn name, Brandon, and then the rest of it does not make sense. And then I'll listen to the actual voicemail and start crying laughing like, y'all really got this from that, but, you know, get back on topic. So I put my AirPods in, I listen to the voicemail, and it's a person from GOAT saying pretty much, you know, your homie Marcus, not word for word, mind you, but, you know, your homie Marcus, he recommended you or whatever have you. You know, I'm looking over your resume, it looks really good, you know, so if you really are interested in GOAT, go ahead and give me a call back at such and such number, and then, you know, we'll set up an interview. So I'm all happy, excited, you know, but I'm at the airport right now, so I got to wait on a shuttle bus to get to the parking lot before I can call this person back because airport loud as hell. Like, literally, there's no other way to put it. The airport is loud as hell, and the phone service is kind of bad because there's so many people up at LAX to where it's like, I guess, you know, the phone signal can only really give so many people, you know, great phone service or whatever, you know. So I text Marcus like, hey, bro, such and such hit me already. Like, damn, this same day. Like, this crazy or whatever. He's like, oh, for real, you speak to him? I'm like, nah, you know, I need to get back to the parking lot before I can call him because, you know, it's loud up here. They're like, all right, well, you know, after you talk to him, let me know what's what or whatever. So I get to the parking lot. I call him back. And then, you know, like, hey, this is Brandon. You know, you gave me a call or whatever have you about, you know, possible interview. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, Marcus is a friend or whatever, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, yeah, you know, Marcus is a great employee here. So, you know, for the most part, you know, I take his word or whatever. So he pretty much starts asking me a couple things about shoes, you know, I answer or whatever. And then he asked me, like, you know, mind you, this is a Saturday. So he asked me, so can you come in on Monday for an interview? I'm like, I work on Monday. Is there any way we can reschedule? I was like, if not, I'll get the day off or whatever, you know. They're like, no, it's just going to be an interview, you know, 10, 15 minutes. I don't want you to get a whole day of work off just for this. I'm like, well, you know, but thankfully he cut me off. But he was like, you know, how does Tuesday work? I'm like, oh, that's perfect. I have Tuesday off. So, you know, he was like, all right, I'll see you on Tuesday. You know, bring your resume, you know, business casual. I'm like, all right, cool. So we get off the phone. I call Marcus. I'm like, bro, like, I just sent you my resume this morning, and I already got hit for an interview, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, bro, you know, it's like that. You know, we need people, and, you know, shoot, your resume look good, and I'll put in, you know, a real good word for you. So it's just like, shoot, to me, a blessing, because that was a very quick hit up. I wasn't expecting it. And, like, right now, I've already met with the dude. The interview went great in my eyes. It was like, all right, cool. So not this Wednesday coming up, but the Wednesday after that, I'll have one more interview with pretty much like one of the higher ups. And then if she likes me, I'm pretty much going to be in and start in probably like middle August, I think he said, or whatever have you. But he has to like let me know for sure later on or whatever. So after talking to Marcus, after I got off, after I had the interview with old dude in person or whatever, Marcus, for the most part, thinks it's a shoe-in. So, I'm very excited. It's not like a shoe-in for me. I haven't told my mom here because, she's been trying to get me to stay at TSA because, it's a government job, good benefits, blah, blah, blah. But you only can stay at a job for so long. You only can stay in a relationship for so long. You only can have a certain friendship for so long before, if you feel like it's draining you, you gotta get whatever that is up out of your life. Like, let's just be real for a second. Like, if you going to work and you really don't like it, damn near hate it type stuff, you probably need to look for another line of work. You're in a relationship where, shoot, you feel more bad than you do good, like on a real level. Not hearing it from other people, but even if you are hearing it from other people and you know what they're saying is true and you feel it, you got to get out of that relationship. Shoot, even a friendship. If somebody's constantly taking from you more than they're possibly giving back, or whatever have you, constantly using you, like certain friendships, you gotta just like literally let go after a while or whatever have you. Because like, if you wanna, if this is how you are, hopefully you are, if you wanna elevate in life, literally go up, and you talking to other people, for the most part, everybody else is staying the same. 9 times out of 10, you and your mindset is gonna stay the same too, because ain't nobody there to push you. So if you surrounded by nothing but people who gonna stay the same, 9 times out of 10, you yourself is gonna stay the same too. So you gotta cut certain friendships off, get you friends who are around your same type of mindset, who wanna elevate and go up, go higher and all that other stuff too, whatever and whatnot. So, and that's how I feel. TSA has been kind of dragging me for a little bit now, and I've been looking for other pay. But for the most part, not every job pays as good as TSA, sadly, because TSA does have good pay. When I first started, the starting pay was $16.65, but I think now it's like $17.65. And after a year, your pay pretty much damn near rounds up to like $19 or whatever have you, right? And TSA has a bunch of different pay differences to where that 19 can easily go to like a damn near $22, $23, like an hour type thing, whatever have you, depending on what kind of shift you work in, or if it's a holiday and blah, 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 whatever have you, right? But shoot, right now with GOAT finna start at 17, and I want to say Marcus said after like 6 months it'll go up to like 18 or whatever have you and whatnot. And I already did the numbers and stuff. After my checks I was getting from TSA and me putting up a certain amount up into my savings, my little government savings or whatever have you, it's more or less gonna be the same. I just won't be putting money up into a government savings because shit, I won't be working for a government no more. So I'm damn near completely freaking cool with, you feel me? So, and I know Marcus is always doing overtime, so shit, I'm finna hop right up on that too. And shit, stack my paper up and really get back to how I used to be. Because right now, I ain't even motivated working with TSA. I've never liked doing overtime at TSA because it's like, it's a drag. And damn near anybody working for TSA over a year, I'm gonna state that now. Anybody working for TSA for over a year, I'll tell you the same thing. Like, don't nobody really like being up there working. For real, for real. Like, most people only like certain things or certain terminals, I should say, because shoot, they got close friends there, whatever have you. And they're only close because shit, they understand the same feeling. TSA is some bullshit in a way. And when I first started, there was people who been working there since TSA first started. And damn near everybody told me the same thing. They wish they could have got out or transferred or did such and such when they were younger. But now they damn near pretty much stuck. Might as well retire there and all this other stuff. So when I first started working for TSA, I originally told myself I'm not gonna be here for over 3 years. It's been 4 now. Only a year longer, but still that year could have been, something completely different or whatever have you. So now, hopefully after this next interview goes good, I'll be starting within a month or whatever have you, and should really start getting some stuff changed around, start making some investments with the family I've been talking about. And shoot, like I said, overtime, get this car paid off, and then shoot, definitely look into the money I've been putting up into that government savings. Hopefully use that and buy me a damn property, like for real, because that's definitely my next big step in life is to get me a property. I've already been talking to my mom about it. Got about 20 bands saved up in my government savings. Now, apparently, when you leave, or not even when you leave, or whenever you take money out of it and blah, 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 they're gonna tax it. So whenever I take my money out, it's not going to be that same full 20 bands, but I'm still cool with shit, because bare minimum should be at least half of that, or whatever have you, so it is what it is, but that shit's still enough to get a down payment on a property, or somewhere close to it, shit, you know, so, because if that same money would have just been in my checks, or whatever have you, weekly and whatnot, I probably would have been blew it and spent it by now, so thankfully, I was putting that little set money aside or whatever have you into that government savings because I didn't touch it, you know, and it's going to be there for when I leave. It's a hell of a blessing. Hopefully I can put in this 2-week notice after this next interview goes good because right now it is a Sunday. So I got about, roughly 10 days until this next interview is actually going to happen. And then I think a dude told me I should know within a day or two after that interview on if I'm good and I got the job or not. So I really hope I did get the job because, man, and like I said, talking to Marcus, he, for the most part, it sounds like I'm damn near a shoo-in. As long as nothing drastic and retarded happens during this interview, I'll be good. So, hey, sometimes it's really about who you know and not necessarily what because who knows? Shit, at this time, if I didn't know Marcus at all, I would have got this job and would be leaving TSA as soon as I am. Because, it's damn near hard trying to find certain paying jobs up out here unless you want to, get your... And don't get me wrong, everybody has to have some kind of job. Definitely not trying to talk down, but you can't go from a government-paying job making, like I said, like damn near $19 an hour and then going all the way down to like a $13, $14 type of job or whatever have you. It's just like, that's a huge pay difference right there. So, like I said, go starting off at 17, going to go up to about 18 or whatever have you after like half a year, which is shit, light work. I can do that easy. And then plus all the OT I'm going to be doing too. It's definitely going to be nice. So, like I said, today's episode was about sometimes it's who you know, not necessarily what. So, shoot. And what a lot of people don't realize, sometimes you may not always want to talk to a specific type of person because of, their quote-unquote demeanor and whatnot, but what people got to realize is, especially at work, you got to network. Network your ass off, for real. And definitely don't burn bridges because you never know what somebody can do for you. And, Not even to sound like on some using type of thing or whatever have you, but if you network and then you're a cool person, that other person more than likely going to help you out anyway. So it'll just be like damn near a natural type of thing or whatever have you. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, it's all about who you know and not necessarily what. Network, don't burn bridges, pick people's brains because the minute you think you know everything, that's the minute you literally start losing a life. You can literally learn something. You can literally learn something from anybody and everybody. From a 3-year-old all the way up to an 80-something-year-old. Like, kids will teach you some stuff because, shit, they innocent. They don't, know no better. And sometimes it'll really be the real shit. Everybody knows kids don't do nothing but tell the truth. It may be their own truth sometimes. They be like a little ignorant on certain topics or whatever have you, but for the most part, it's their truth, how they see the world and whatnot. And then, older people, they done been through it all, seen it all. You got to take their stuff and put your own spin to it. Take what they can give you, take that knowledge, make it your own knowledge, and then work from there. Because like I said, you can learn something from everybody. The minute you stop trying to learn is the minute, shit, you pretty much done. And done not in a good way either, so... Take that message, take it to heart. Hopefully you take that and learn something from it. But, guess I'm done and I'm out.